The Virtuous Woman. Brought to you by The Way of Peace Ministries and Sarah Folks International, bringing the gospel of peace to all women. Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley is the author of the book Virtuous Woman and pastors the Church of the Living Stone in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota, and is the founder of Sarah Folks International. It's Pastor Elizabeth's passion to stir up women for Jesus Christ and empower them with what the Word of God has to say about them. Now let's get into this week's message. Here's Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley.
Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we want to thank you once again because you are the Lord forever and you are enthroned forever. Power belongs to you alone. We want to thank you for your favor that we receive as your children. And we say, Father, you will touch us at our point of need today again. And you will reveal your will to us. Thank you, Lord, because we know you will do this far above what we can ever think or imagine. In Jesus' name, amen. By God's grace, we are going to continue our study on Abigail, the woman who used wisdom to be able to handle a very difficult spouse. So many times, there are so many reasons that make us to believe that marriage is just bed of roses, and that marriage is just where we're going to acquire or receive all those things that we have missed in our childhood, or those things that our dad are not able to do for us, or those things that we are not able to receive as teenagers, or those things that we missed even when we were living with our parents. We are always thinking that one day I will get married, and that man that I will get married to is going to be able to fill in all those gaps in my life, and my life will not be complete. And it is just a misconception. Marriage is not bed of roses. It's not bed of thorns at the same time, but it's not bed of roses, because marriage is a service. Marriage is to serve the Lord and then to serve that person that you are married to. That will tell you that it will be a misconception to think that I am going to be served, I am going to be given everything, and yet the reality of the case is that you are going into that marriage to go and serve. If we can get that, then it will be easier for us as believers to be able to handle our marriage as a form of service, as a form of working for the Lord. That in that marriage, you are just working for the Lord. And that will be the reason why you go on asking the Lord exactly what you are going to do. You know, just as a soldier will be trained to go to the battle, the fact that he has been trained, it means that he's starting a real battles of life. You are trained as a believer. The life of the Lord Jesus is given to you so as to face the battles of life. Every soldier is always ready to go to the battles. The same way with us Christians, we must always be ready for the challenges of life. Abigail does not allow those trials in our life to make our life to be miserable. The reason why we know that she was not miserable was because she had this, what we call this good self-image. She was able to interact and relate with everyone in the household. Imagine how many servants they had. Imagine how many shepherds were under their care that are responsible to Nabal, his wife, his husband. Now imagine how many of those were able to relate with her, to tell her of things that are happening. She was accessible. She was approachable. So many times in our life, when we are facing trials, we are cut off from every other thing. We just discover that we cannot do anything again because we are not giving that trial to the Lord. God allowed trials in our lives for our own good, because they will make us to grow in patience and in endurance. That is exactly what happens to a soldier. He will be able to fight the battles of life because during the training, he will be taught what it means to endure and to be patient. Otherwise, he will not be able to do that when the battles will come. And the same way, the Lord allowed trials in our life to train us so that we will not crumble under the load and the burden of challenges of life. Let's go to James chapter 1 and please read with me verses 1 to 4. Let me start from verse 2. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. As the Lord is testing our faith, our perseverance will be developed. We'll be developing muscles. Just like the young ones want to carry weights, they want to go to the gym to develop their muscles. So also the Lord Almighty allowed trials in our life to develop our spiritual muscles. Verse 4 says, perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. As we allow trials in our life and we allow the power of the Lord to work it out in our lives, the Lord will be using all those things to develop our faith, and will be testing our faith, then our perseverance we also develop. And as our perseverance is developed, it will finish that faith, that work of faith, so that we become matured in the Lord, and then we become beautiful children of the living God. Let's look at what verse 12 of that James 1 says. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial. We are looking at Abigail, who we look at that she was abused. But do you know that every situation of our life, we can turn to blessing? You know, Abigail was persevering under this trial of being married to a man that was abusive, that emotionally could not meet her needs, did not even know that she was existing. Do you know that Abigail was able to turn this around, this trial? She was using it to develop herself spiritually. And we can do that. Any situation in our life must not sink us, but we must allow that situation to sink under the power and the presence of the living God. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. Like I say, we need to start to think all over again the reason for marriage. Marriage is a training ground that the Lord had prepared for us to develop us, to make us to be matured, to make us to be what he has called us to be. I remember when I had my first child and I held that child in my hand, the first thing that came to my mind was that I want to get in touch with my mom. Now, mom, is it all that you went through because of me? Is it the type of pain you had also when you were going to have this child? And my respect for my mom developed. It increased from that point. Not because I've never been respecting her, but that thing that I went through really matured me to know what it means to be a mother. The Lord make us to go through trials to mature us, to make us to have a different conception of what life is all about. And when we get out of that trial, you know the joy of it. You come to think about it that, wow, I never knew that I would be able to go through that. But thanks be to God. But now I see life in a different way. And that's what God wants to achieve in that trial you are going through. Not to sink you or to make you to feel abandoned or to make you to have self-pity, but to make you to know that God has a plan after that trial to make you to be matured and make you to be more of what God wants you to be. Why does God allow trial in our life? is a question, and we have seen that it makes us to grow in patience and in endurance. It also make everything to work together for good for us. Let's look at Romans chapter 8, verse 28, and see what Paul, who went through a lot of trials in life, said. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know, and I want you to say that to yourself if you are going through a trial, that we know that things, I'm convinced, I am sure, and we know that in all things, God wants for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Because you are giving your life to Christ, you have been called according to the purpose of God. And everything that you are going through, the Lord is going to make it to work for your good. And of course, for the work of the kingdom of God. When we go through trial, it is not all bitterness, but there are blessings. And the third thing is that our faith will be tested. Look at 1 Peter, if you will, 1 Peter 1 from verse 3. Please read with me, if you will. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this, you greatly rejoice, though now for a great while you have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trial. These have come so that your faith of great worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. We can see that when our faith is tested, it's meant for our goodness, because at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are going to be praised for this. The next thing is that we should remember during trial is that Jesus will never leave nor forsake us. That's what Hebrews 13 verse 5 says. The Lord will never rebuke, will never leave you or abandon you. Let's read it from verse 5. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you are, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Will never leave you, will never forsake you. The Lord will finish that good thing that he has started in your life. So, he has made you to be married. He is going to accomplish it. That's what Philippians 1:6 says. Don't look at the waters of trial and problem, but look at Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. So, as you go on in life, as you are wondering what is going to happen in that situation you are, just put your rest in the Lord and just know that the Lord will never abandon you. He that still the storm is going to still that storm in your marriage, in Jesus' name. Shall we pray? Oh Lord, we thank you because you are the Lord. Thank you for everything concerning marriage. Because you started marriage, you will never leave us. Even when we are going through trial, you will not allow us to sink, but you will sustain us under that burden. And so I pray for all your children that are listening this evening, whatever situation they are going through, that your power will go into their lives and touch them and remove the mountains in the name of Jesus, and give them that peace that you promise your own children in the name of Jesus Christ, that their life will continue to be a royal diadem in your hand in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for healing all the people that are sick. Thank you for healing them physically, emotionally, spiritually. Thank you for breaking every chains and fetters that the enemies have put in their lives. Thank you for releasing them. Thank you for setting them free in the name of Jesus. We worship you, Lord. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Amen.
You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman with pastor and author Elizabeth Bonkley, stirring up women for Jesus Christ and empowering all women with the gospel. If you would like to purchase the book Virtuous Woman or a copy of today's show, email your request to www.gospelofpeace.org or call 651-646-1610. That's 651-646-1610. Join Pastor Elizabeth Sunday mornings at 9:30 at the Church of the Living Stone at 1010 East Highway 96 in Venice Heights, Minnesota. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman.